Louisville Ballet is getting ready for their next production, including The Rite of Spring in a recent choreographic version. And joining me is Bruce Simpson, Artistic Director of Louisville Ballet. Adam Hoagland has a long history with Louisville Ballet, and he's presenting his Rite of Spring with you.
Yeah, 8 years. He's been. We've been commissioning ballets from Adam, and we've actually nurtured him and developed him as a choreographer, and very excited to be reviving his wonderful piece, Rite of Spring, which was such a huge success. And, you know, he's just done a Firebird for Cincinnati Ballet and gleaned several awards, so named one of the top 25 people in dance in America to watch. So we're very, very proud of the fact that he's been working with us for 8 seasons, which is really good.
Well, Rite of Spring, very famous for the music, at least. I guess it's not taboo for a choreographer to come along and reset a piece.
No, I think the scandalous production in 1999 in Paris with the Ballet Russe and Diaghilev Nijinsky version was an absolute scandal. I mean, people were screaming at the top of their voices that this was absolute rubbish, and Stravinsky, the composer, was actually caught trying to get out the restroom window, and it was a huge scandal. And how much of it was actually instigated by Diaghilev himself for publicity, no one's ever sure. The choreography itself has been mostly lost, and there's been very good productions around the world in the past several years, one of them by Macmillan for the Royal Ballet, one by Béjart for his Ballet du Centre MC Eklund Brussels. And I think that what was really wonderful about this production is with Adam, we always talk about the conversation behind the ballet. And for example, Made to be Broken came out of an idea when the United States first started the war in Iraq. And the Rite of Spring is about a society which are celebrating the Rites of Spring. And we actually took the idea of global warming as our back conversation to develop the work and develop the ballet. And so in actual fact, it's really nice. At the end of the stage, it actually pours with a tropical rainstorm on the stage, which is really nice. Oh. Yeah, it's very nice.
It doesn't make for easy dancing.
No, it doesn't make for easy dancing, but it's very theatrical.
Well, Adam Hoagland's work that you'll be presenting on April 8th and 9th at Whitney Hall, he is becoming one to watch in the modern dance world. How can you describe his work?
I think, first of all, what Adam is really aware of is the social context of dance in the world today. I think he's one of the young choreographers who is aware of his environment. He's aware of the social structure of society. And he looks at the world with young eyes. He looks at the world in a global view, because he does live in Bristol in England, but spends a great deal of time in Europe and the United States. And I, as an artistic director, find him incredibly creative. And we come up with really good ideas about works that we think would work for Louisville. At the same time, being at the top end of the choreographic range, he is very physically extreme, very demanding of the dancers. The ballets are incredibly difficult physically. But at the same time, the Louisville ballet dancers are at the point in working with Adam where they take those risks because they trust him. And he can trust the company to do what he requires of them. And that edginess, that quality of risk, makes for great theatrical entertainment, and also from the artist's point of view, very rewarding dancing.
Mm-hmm. So what else is on your program April 8th and April 9th?
I think this is going to be really, truly, I don't say this really often, but I think this is going to be one of the best programs the Louisville Ballet's ever done. In the middle of the program is Troy Game by Robert North, which is done to Brazilian folk music. And really, it's a kind of tongue-in-cheek look at male testosterone. It's based around an idea of Troy Games from ancient Greece, from Troy. And so it has that kind of competitive testosterone aspect to it, but wonderful, wonderfully aggressive male work, and there's only men in the ballet. And that's fronted at the front end of the ballet by one of the great classical pieces, The Kingdom of the Shades from La Bayadere. La Bayadere is a full-length ballet based in India on a 4th century Indian manuscript. And only the huge companies in the world, the Bolshoi, the Royal Ballet, American Ballet Theatre, can afford to do the full-length ballet. It's so vast in scope and so expensive. But in the beginning of the second act, there is a scene where the principal prince, if you like, Solor, dreams about his dead fiancée, Nakia. And he goes into this dream world where there are, 26 perfect reflections of his dream woman, if you like. And this ballet blanc, as we call it, a white ballet, it's all in white tutus, classical. It's exactly what you ever imagine a classical ballet should look like. Mm. It is very, very beautiful. And Petipa, who wrote Swan Lake, Sleeping Beauty, The Nutcracker, in this particular scene, what he wanted to do more than anything else was to make the audience feel the choreography as well as watch it. And it has an almost hypnotic, trance-like quality, meditative quality to it. The music by Minkus is absolutely beautiful, very melodic. And really, if you like the classical ballet, this is the perfect, perfect ballet to watch. And then again, going after the intermission into Troy Game and then another intermission and going into Rite of Spring, it really does promise to be a wonderful evening of entertainment for anyone who's interested in dance of any kind.
That sounds like a nice, varied program to show off the talents of your dancers, too. If you just join us, we're talking to Bruce Simpson, Artistic Director of Louisville Ballet, about their upcoming production, Rite of Spring, on Friday, April 8th, and Saturday, April 9th. It's been a busy season for you, and it's good to have the Louisville Orchestra.
Returning. As always, you know, like I think even any dancer will tell you the best thing to do is to dance to live music. And there's a lot of ballets around where you can't actually use live music. Lamberena, one we did a few years ago, perfect example. It's a very specialized score of African singing and Bach music. And with the center ballet on this program, for example, Troy Game, which is Brazilian folk music, is the same thing. But the orchestra will be playing for La Bayadere and for, of course, the Stravinsky, the Rite of Spring at the end of the program. And as always, we're very excited to have Leslie Dunner, our conductor, back with us to conduct the Louisville Symphony Orchestra for the ballet to close our season this year.
Mm-hmm. Well, Bruce Simpson, thank you for joining us. And if you'd like information or tickets, the Kentucky Center phone number is 584-7777, 584-7777, or visit louisvilleballet.org and see the beautiful website there, Louisville Ballet. Bruce, thanks very much.
Thanks. Always a pleasure. Thank you very much.